Serbia votes on a new constitution today, getting rid of the one adopted under Slobodan Milosevic, the former president who led Serbia to war in the 1990s. Serbs are being urged to vote yes by almost all their political leaders because the new constitution affirms Serbia's claim to the province of Kosovo. But critics say if the new constitution is passed, Serbia may be taking a step backwards. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Serbia's new constitution defines Kosovo as an integral part of Serbia that the president swears to preserve. That's why 80-year-old Nada Injic is going to vote.
It is very important for me that our Serbia survive and not to give up Kosovo.
NATO bombed Serbia in 1999 to stop the killing of ethnic Albanians in Kosovo. Since then, Kosovo has been run by the United Nations. Sometime in the next few months, the UN is expected to grant Kosovo at least some degree of independence. Kosovo-Albanian politicians told a local newspaper the referendum could escalate already high tensions. Dejan Anastasijević of the Serbian weekly magazine Vreme says it shouldn't be taken so seriously.
Any country can write whatever it wants into its constitution. Germany, for example, both Western and Eastern Germany had their constitutions during the Cold War period, in both of which it was written that there's only one Germany and it's them. And in real life it is not so. So whatever happens with Kosovo will not be affected by this constitution. It was really just a ploy to bring people out to vote.
More than 50% turnout is required for this referendum to be valid. The vast majority of Kosovo Albanians will have no chance to vote on the constitution, although it defines them as living in Serbia. Human rights lawyer Bilana Kovacevic-Vucho says that's part of the problem with the process. She also says the new constitution moves Serbia back towards central control.
Autonomy and centralization is the great problem. We have now more centralized country than we used to have during Milosevic period.
Parliament already elects judges in Serbia, but under the new constitution, first-time judges would serve a probationary period before confirmation for lifelong positions. Critics also interpret one section of the constitution as giving political parties total control over individual members of parliament, including how they vote and whether they keep their jobs. But few ordinary voters seem to think about that. They think about Kosovo. Students practice folk dancing during a break at an elementary school in Kragujevac in central Serbia. Some analysts say Serbia would be better off without Kosovo, in part because Kosovo Albanians have more children than Serbs and could become the majority in all of Serbia within a few decades. School Deputy Director Slobodan Armuš says that's a possibility, but the real problem now is that negotiations between Serbia and Kosovo are going nowhere.
I think that Albanians are much tougher than we are, and when they are unwilling to compromise, it puts us in a situation where we cannot give up our minimum requirement on Kosovo.
Many Serbs can't imagine an independent Kosovo. Serbian politicians of all persuasions publicly demand that Serbia keep the province. Nonetheless, a pre-referendum poll found that fewer than a fifth of Serbs believe that Kosovo will realistically stay a part of Serbia. 35-year-old Nemet Popovic has already said goodbye to Kosovo, in a way. He was born there but fled during the NATO bombings. His father, Dragan, returned there last year. Nemet watches a video of a TV program that featured his father. The 68-year-old man is sitting in the shade, telling the camera that it's hard as a Serb to be back in Kosovo, but manageable. He said with the right conditions, the rest of his family might also like to return. Dragan Popovic was found dead in his home in Kosovo, shot through the neck, 10 days after the program aired. His son says that changed everything.
I don't care now if Kosovo will be independent. As it's normally said, Kosovo is the cradle of Serbian civilization, and any Serb would normally want Kosovo to stay within Serbia. But now I don't know if that's possible.
Still, he says, he's voting yes for the constitution, because it keeps Kosovo. Emily Harris, NPR News, Belgrade.